This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Standing by its new national security law that took effect June 30th, China has continually pushed back against countries who have criticized the measure and is now raising the stakes with Canada for its role in providing refuge for Chinese residents who flee to the North American country. The Chinese ambassador to Canada is warning the Trudeau government not to grant asylum to Hong Kong. Ambassador Zhang Peiwu branded pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong as violent criminals and said if Canada grants them asylum, that amounts to interference in China's internal affairs. Canadian Foreign Minister François-Philippe Champagne called Zhang's statement, quote, totally unacceptable and disturbing, end quote. A pair of town hall appearances on the same night and the same time to replace a canceled presidential debate. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has more on this story.
President Trump was on NBC from Miami. Moderator Savannah Guthrie asking if he had a coronavirus test before his first debate against Democrat Joe Biden.
Did you take a test on the day of the debate? I guess it's the bottom line.
I probably did, and I took a test the day before and the day before.
Trump's positive test 2 days after that debate landed him in the hospital for 3 days. Biden, in Philadelphia for a town hall carried by ABC, says Trump has failed to lead from the start of the pandemic.
He missed enormous opportunities and kept saying things that weren't true. It's going to go away by Easter. Don't worry about it. It's going to all, when the summer comes, it's all going to go away like a miracle.
The two men are slated to be on stage at Belmont University in Nashville next Thursday for their final debate. I'm Tim McGuire.
With both sides digging in their heels as another deadline passed, the European Union and Britain are demanding concessions from one another in talks on a basic trade deal that would soften the economic blow of the coronavirus pandemic. This is VOA News. A Berlin court Friday suspended an order for bars and restaurants to close from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m., finding that, quote, it was not apparent, end quote, such a measure could help fight coronavirus. Ruling on a case brought by 11 restaurant owners, the administrative court noted new infections in Germany currently stem from private gatherings of family and friends at community facilities, meat processing plants, religious gatherings, or in connection with travel. The court ruled closing food and drink establishments was therefore a, quote, disproportionate encroachment on the freedom, end quote, of the industry. Finnish Prime Minister Sanna Marin left a European Union summit Friday to self-isolate as a precaution after attending a meeting this week with a Finnish MP who has since tested positive for COVID-19, the government said. The government said in a statement the prime minister has, quote, asked the Swedish prime minister, Stefan Löfven, to represent Finland during the final meeting, end quote. Marin will return to Finland where she will be tested for the coronavirus and then will self-isolate at the prime minister's residence in Helsinki, according to the statement. A high-level donor conference will take place next week for Africa's crisis-racked Sahel region, where conflict and climate change and now COVID-19 have plunged millions into hunger, the UN said Friday. The conference will be hosted by Denmark, along with Germany, the European Union, and the United Nations. It aims to, quote, instill a much more acute sense of urgency among policymakers about the situation in the central Sahel, end quote, the UN humanitarian agency said. UN figures show more than 13 million people are currently in need of humanitarian assistance, more than half of them children. The UN says funding for international humanitarian response plans in the region were currently only around 40% funded. Landlocked Bolivia elects a new president Sunday after a 2019 poll was annulled and follow-up elections postponed twice amid COVID-19. It is home to one of the largest indigenous populations in Latin America. Evo Morales, who became the first indigenous president of Bolivia, resigned last year amid violent unrest. The former socialist president cannot stand again in Sunday's vote to rule a country of 11.3 million people. Friday, New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern urged voters to deliver her a strong mandate at this weekend's general election, promising to provide a swifter recovery from the coronavirus pandemic. Ardern's responses to the crisis has left her well-placed for Saturday's vote, although recent polls have suggested her Labour Party may need support from the minor Greens Party to form government. Labour has a comfortable double-digit lead over the main opposition center-right National Party.